everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're doing amazing. Hope you're doing everything you've ever wanted in life and then some. Today, I just want to run over something that I spoke about very briefly in 2022. So hardcore podcasters will know what it is. The thing that I want to run through is coming up with excuses and why that's an amazing thing. One of the things that I really want to get into is, one of the reasons that I want to talk about this is because a lot of people typically come up with excuses and then say, this is why it's not working, or this is why I can't do this, or this is why I'm not going to go do this thing. And a lot of people have that belief that it's because they're lazy. I don't know about you. I feel like a lot of people resonate with this. But when I was growing up, I was typically that kid that was, Travis is so smart and intelligent. If only he'd applied himself, he's got so much potential. And I feel like all of you would have heard that at some point in your life. The reason that I didn't apply myself at school was because it was boring as fuck. But I didn't know that, obviously, everything about my brain at the moment, I didn't know that's how I worked and that's how everything operated for me. It was just, school doesn't interest me, it's boring, I hate it. The only thing that I was good at or that I could slightly focus on was PE. And that was because I was like, oh wow, I can literally make my body do this. I can make my muscles do this. I can make my cardiovascular system, my heart and lungs do this. I can adapt my body just by doing something. And it was very hands-on. It was very interactive. It was very visual. And even when you were doing a SAC or an exam or a test or whatever, particularly for PE, you didn't have to sit in a chair for 3 hours. You did to some degree. But the good thing about it was, you could get up, you could do a push-up to figure out what muscles are working. You could do a squat to go like, oh, is this muscle work? What's that? How do I name these bones and muscles and things? It was more interactive, and that's how I learned. And during school, like, I obviously didn't fit their definition of potential because I didn't sit still for 3 hours or 2 hours or whatever, and all of it was just uninteresting. I was like, yeah, but you have to know all this. Why? Well, because it's going to be on the test. Yeah, but why do I need to know it, like, outside of school? Oh, but it's on the test. And I'm like, okay, well, you're not answering my question, so I'm just not going to worry about it because you don't care about me. And that's how it felt my entire life. And because no one really bothered to ask, like, how do you learn and what do you want and why are you struggling and all these things? And back then, I probably would have just come up with, like, well, because it's boring and it's shit. It's like, okay, well, what? And hopefully that person had the correct answers or the correct questions for me. But it was just, I thought that I was stupid and dumb and lazy because I didn't fit this particular mold of being able to sit still for however long and copy something from a textbook into my textbook and then be able to recall that information for this test. I learned better with visuals and pictures. So you can imagine how dumb that made me feel when I was going through school and doing all these, like doing all the things, doing all the subjects, year 11, year 12, all that fun stuff. And I was just someone who just could not get the information. And I was like, there's no pictures. Like, I need to understand, like, how something moves into something, how this turns into this. And I need you to draw it for me because otherwise I'm not going to learn. And I just cannot read the same paragraph of this book for the 12th time because I'm still not going to get it. And it was like, oh yeah, we'll just study. And the kids that were the most successful at school, or like the high achievers at school, were people who could sit down for 3-4 hours and write the whole thing out. And then just that would be it. They just had that innate sense of ability, I suppose. And now, obviously, I know that it was probably some spiciness and probably a whole bunch of stuff in there, but I took on that belief that I was lazy, that I was dumb, that I was stupid. So I never really tried for anything. I was just like, well, that's not me. I'm lazy. And I just know that I'm lazy. And I'm not going to do that because I procrastinate. I'm not going to do this because I'm not driven. I'm not going to do that because of whatever reason. And you've heard me say this before. Whenever anybody comes into the program and I go, oh, if this goes perfect, then, you know, we've fucked up. We haven't done the thing because we haven't been able to teach you or coach you through the hard part so that when we finish, you obviously just have everything for the rest of your life and you're done. And we need it to go wrong so that we can basically overcome that, go through it, smash it, overcome this obstacle, overcome this belief system, thought pattern, whatever it is, and change it for the better. That's what we want for the program. And well, that's what we want for people regardless of the program. Being able to, I suppose, connect the dots in this sense of like how I learn and what happens and obviously give that to other people as well. The reason, well, has been fucking instrumental for being able to have the career that I have now, being able to help all of you. But the reason that I want to touch on this is because, like, hang on, first off, I'm a little scattered on this podcast because I recorded this for 40 minutes and then the audio was completely fucked up and now I'm having to record it again and trying to recall information that I'd already spoken on, but I'm forgetting it all because there were some quality rants in there, but I'm probably going to leave all them out now. So it's probably going to be really short. So I'm a bit scattered because of that. But anyway, we're back. So yeah, never tried anything because I just had that belief system of I'm lazy, I'm stupid, I'm dumb, I'm all these things. And the reason I'm wanting to touch on that for today is because it's back in 2022 and I've learned a hell of a lot and I've changed. The type of people that we work with has not changed. And I'm still seeing the same things come through and I'll see it come through forever. Like this is a society type of deal. This isn't like, oh, just fucking go to the gym and do these things. This is a societal thing of, oh my God. Of coming up with excuses. There we go. Of coming up with excuses. And they say, I don't do it because I'm lazy. I don't do it because I'm a procrastinator. I don't do it because I'm not good enough, because of this self-worth. Like whatever it's going to be, it involves some sort of self-limiting belief. And they don't do it because they have that belief. And I'm still seeing those people come in. And a lot of people don't want to sign up because they have that excuse. They say, every time in the past when I've signed up, something has gone wrong, or maybe I'm lazy, or maybe I'm just not consistent, or maybe this and that. And it's good that they're trying to take responsibility in that sense to say, maybe it's me, maybe I can't do this, but that's as far as they take it. They don't question anything above that. They just go, I must be this. And that's my life forever. What I want you to do is to take a piece of paper, take your phone, take whatever, and just write down all the excuses that you come up with. Because coming up with these excuses is a very good thing. The reason that it's a very good thing is because you're literally coming up with the blueprint and the roadmap of what you have to do and overcome in order to be successful and have the life that you want to live. Excuses are there for a reason. I'm willing to bet you are not lazy, that you just learn in a different way. I'm willing to bet that someone else gave you that title of lazy and you've just believed it for however long. Nobody likes doing work that they don't enjoy. And if you don't enjoy going to the gym, well then, hey, guess what? It's going to be very hard to do that. Obviously, there's a hell of a lot of different things that we can do to shift the perspective, to make it more fun, to figure out why you don't like going to the gym. There's a lot of things that we can do to shift that perspective, to get it to be more fun. A lot of people don't like tracking their calories and macros. And no, you're not going to do it forever. But I know the last time that you did a diet, you were doing it for maybe 12 months, like every single day for an entire 12 months. And now it's at the point where it's like, I can't be fuck tracking. I don't want to do that. Very obsessive. I was weighing all my food and then I had a week off where I didn't track anything and that was amazing. My mental health skyrocketed. But then, because I had way too much freedom, now I'm needing to sign back up and track calories and macros, so I feel stuck and trapped, like I just can't do this and the only way to have the life that I want is to track calories. And it's like, well, you know, to get the goal, tracking calories would probably be the most efficient way to do that. In terms of living your life without tracking calories, that is entirely possible, because that's what I do. That's what a lot of my clients do. And they eventually have times where they come off calorie macro tracking. Maybe not through the 6 months that we are, but maybe some people go on and then we take them off calorie tracking. Some people have signed up again to go, okay, now I've done all of that stuff and that was all amazing. Can we do another X amount of time to figure out how to do this? Like whatever that person's program is, we have a minimum 6 months, but that doesn't mean it's just 6 months. So figuring out where people are and what they need and all that extra fun stuff we always talk about, challenging the belief systems, is literally just, where are your excuses? Where are your obstacles? Because that is an absolute guide for getting you out of the hole, for getting you to where you want to go. So if you have written that list of, I'm lazy, I'm a procrastinator, I'm this, I'm that, or whatever it could possibly be, as big or as little detail as you want to give, obviously the more the better. Then question, why am I lazy? Why do I think that I am lazy? What would have been displayed to me for me to be lazy? Why do I believe it? Why do I feel it? Why do I see it? What is going on? Get into all of these questions to figure out where it comes from and why. And then we take action on where it comes from and why to go, okay, well, if I don't want that to be a thing, what do I do? And if it is just quote unquote lazy because you don't enjoy the thing that you're doing, well then, hey, we need to come up with something that is fun, that is exciting, that is going to be not boring as fuck, that makes you want to put your head through a wall. Because I wouldn't even want to do that. That's why school sucked for me. And PE was the only thing, because everything was so uninteresting, but no one was explaining it to me any differently or taking the time to be like, well, maybe you learn like this, maybe you do this, maybe you do that. It was however many, like 25, 30 kids in the class. And then obviously, oh, I'm just going to pay attention to the ones that are doing well because, hey, they're doing well. And the ones that are struggling, well, hey, you know, there's obviously, I was in the middle somewhere. I wasn't struggling just because I was like, no, fuck this. I'm going to go smoke meth in the bathroom. I wasn't, wasn't one of those kids, but it was just, I'm not understanding any of this, reach out for some help here and there. And then when I still didn't get it, I was like, oh yeah, no, I, in my head, I feel bad for not getting it and I feel stupid for not getting it. So I'm not going to waste anyone's time. Like, oh yeah, no, that makes sense. And then that was it. And then just leave it at that to be like, oh, I don't get it. I'm stupid. So everything was being explained the exact same way because obviously it's to a group setting. Even I coach people for, like, there's 10 people in the group. Even I struggle to get to everyone to individualize things. And I completely get it. But it just fucked me over. And because it was in the formative years of my life for basically my entire life up until I hit 18. And then a little bit in uni. But uni was a lot more free for all, I should say. A lot more easygoing. So because that happened in the most formative years, I believed these things that I was lazy and stupid. So I didn't try to do anything. I didn't try to improve my life because I was like, well, if this is me and my lot in life, shit, I might as well just accept it now. But now that I'm out of school, I say it like it's a fucking prison. Now that I'm out of school, I'm learning a hell of a lot more because I understand how I don't learn. And that's textbooks and sitting down and studying. I'm more visual. I need to watch a video. I need to understand it. I need to recap it. I need to draw it and do it. And I need it to just be as interactive as possible so that I can understand it and learn it. And now I've learned a hell of a lot more for a specific thing, obviously my career, health and fitness and mental health and all that fun stuff. I've learned a hell of a lot more for that because I'm more interested in it, because I'm spending more time on it, because I'm talking to you people every single day, every single week, doing a podcast, doing the email, doing all the TikToks, doing Instagram. And obviously on top of that, coaching everyone on a daily basis as well. And it gives me a lot of experience, it gives me a lot of insight, and it gives me a lot of, oh, this is where this person is at, and this is how they learn. And having the conversations in that one-on-one setting to say, this is how this person learns, I get it. Okay, now I can tailor the program for them. Now I can tailor all the information that I've got in my head to them because I know how they work. So some people on the Zoom call, I've even got like my fucking tablet connected to it, and I go, okay, well, let me bring up this whiteboard and then start drawing for them to say it's probably this, 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 and then start doing that because I'm very much the same and I want to give that across to people. So in that sense, it's really unique and I can help people that way. But you, first off, if you are not taking action on something or you're not doing something for whatever reason, write it down. The same way that I say that if you have depression or anxiety, compartmentalize it of like, don't go to the gym, you're a piece of shit. It's like, well, that's not me. That's my depression speaking. So I'm going to put that over there. And if my depression is saying that I'm a piece of shit and to not go to the gym, he's literally telling me to go to the gym. Because if he wants what's worst for me and he's telling me not to go to the gym, well then, hey, I should probably go to the gym because it's what he doesn't want. And right now I'm saying, fuck you, depression and middle finger and everything, and use that as the blueprint, the guide for depression doesn't want me to do this. And I know depression wants nothing but the worst for me. So I'm going to go do what depression tells me not to do, because that just works out pretty damn well. When it comes to yourself, for your limiting beliefs, then it comes to write them on the piece of paper. I'm lazy. I procrastinate. I'm dumb. I'm all these things. Come up with any excuse or obstacle or reason that you have not achieved the goals in your life for whatever you think they are. Oh, I do 4 weeks and then I just fall off. It's like, okay, well, do you feel like you're not consistent? It's like, yeah, I'm not consistent. It's like, okay. So if only you could be more consistent and do that. How can I be more consistent? And for the love of God, please do not write for these things of like, I'm lazy, I'm dumb, I'm this, I'm that. It's like, why are you these things? Don't give the Trav answer of like, well, because I'm a piece of shit, okay? Procrastination, why do I procrastinate? Oh, this one's gonna be tough, but I think it's because I'm a piece of shit. Try not to have them as your default answer. Give yourself a bit of honesty, a bit of grace, a bit of vulnerability and say, okay, why is this really holding me back? Why is this actually holding me back? And then go deep on that. When you've got the list, you have an idea of what to go through, what obstacles to overcome. And if you really hate your life or just want to fix your life or improve it or do something, you're coming up with the things that you would need to overcome in order to achieve the life or live the life that you want to be living. Because you're not living it because of all these things that are holding you back. So if you come up with all the excuses in the world, then cool. Go through them one by one. Question every single thing. And you, if you just week by week, day by day, hour by hour, just chip away at those particular things to take action against being lazy. It's like, well, I'm lazy because maybe when it comes down to it, I don't like my job. I don't like working hard. I don't like working hard for this company where I'm just a number. I don't want to have to kill myself over somewhere the way they're just going to be like, oh yeah, well, you know, we need to make budget cuts. So see you later. We don't care about your life or anything like that. See ya. And why would you? How would that be motivating? Terrible. Maybe the reason that you're not motivated at work is because you're in the wrong field. Maybe you're not motivated at it because you did it, you achieved everything that you want, and it's time to move on, and you've hit your ceiling. If you're not constantly progressing, then it feels like you're regressing and going backwards. So maybe you're bored or lazy or not pushing yourself as much because you've reached the ceiling. Why would you push yourself through the ceiling when there's no need to? There's no reward at the end of that. So you need to come up with a different goal. You need to come up with a different strategy, a different thing to strive for. Something that's just going to motivate you a hell of a lot more than just a paycheck. And obviously we need paycheck to survive and do all that fun stuff. We need that. I know that. I understand that. But if you're in the position where you are able to shift jobs because you hate the job that you're in, then go for it. By all means, explore your options. When you come up with that list, maybe you're lazy because, and that's the reason that I'm picking on lazy because that is the most common thing that I hear when I'm on calls with people. They go, I don't know, maybe I'm just lazy. First off, no, I've never met someone who is actually lazy to be like, oh, no. And the reason I haven't met that person is because a lazy person wouldn't reach out to me in the first place. They'll be like, hey, I need you to fix my life, but I'm not going to do anything about it. No, because that would be fucking moronic. And the people that I work with are not morons. They all want to improve their life. They want to get better. They want to be healthier. They want to be happier. So of course they're going to take action on their life. And if you're willing to reach out to me through the website for the let's work together thing, if you put your details in there, that already tells me that you're not lazy because you're willing to reach out for help and say, hey, I'd like to figure this problem out and live a life that I can actually be happy with. That immediately tells me that you're not lazy. So when people jump on the call and they go, I don't know, maybe I'm just lazy. It's like, okay, well, let's really figure out what's going on here. Typically with the nutrition shit, anything in the past, it's not that you're lazy in that sense, it's that the things you've done in the past have sucked. And of course, you're not going to be able to adhere to them for long periods of time. Most people have done the classic diets, they've done keto, paleo, all these things that are just carnivore. They've done all these things that are just like, hey, here's a diet with a name, I'm going to do that because it works and it looks that way. And when we don't have that nutritional background or information or knowledge, because we typically get all of our nutritional information from quick shit on TikTok, really. Someone comes up and they look shredded and then it's, oh yeah, hey, I stopped eating seed oils and now I'm the healthiest I ever have been because seed oils were made to lubricate machinery back in the 1700s or whenever the fuck it was. And it's like, oh yeah, well, that person, they did that and they look ripped. So they must know what they're talking about and they got rid of that and they did that. And that's the thing that, quick little side rant, that's the thing that shits me about keto and carnivore people is like they were like zealots for it because I know there's some decent people out there. Not many of you doing keto and carnivore because they don't have any fucking carbs in their system. But hey, the thing for that are the zealots that are with that. To be like, well, I cut out everything and I'm only eating carnivore. I'm only eating meat. I'm only doing this. And every so often I'll chuck in some avocado and this and that. That's my carnivore diet. And I'm in the best shape of my life and I'm doing this. This is the thing that shits me about those type of zealot people is because particularly carnivore people, carnivore zealots piss me off because they're the absolute type of people that are doing ketamine in the club on the fucking weekend. And they took that addiction that they have to ketamine and to cocaine and to everything that they do on their weekend warrior type of lifestyle. And they said, wow, my mental health is absolutely piss poor. I've got no money and no one loves me. And now I'm in therapy because I had to go to the CAT team. Well, maybe I should get my shit together. And then they saw something on a YouTube ad or some sort of something. And they were like, wow, this person's doing carnivore. This person's doing keto. Maybe I should go do that. And then because they have an addictive personality, because they're given up the ketamine and the cocaine and the alcohol and fucking everything, now they just go, instead of eating with complete freedom during the week and doing all these things, and it's funny how at that point they weren't worried about what they were putting in their body, but now all of a sudden they're worried that they're ingesting some seed oils and cooking with some oils. Like, be consistent with your fucking knowledge, all right? So one of the things for them is they've taken that addictive personality and they've taken their, I'm just going to leave it at that because I was about to say something. They've taken their addictive personality and they've put their life and nutrition into a box. Is this carnivore? Does it have carbs, refined sugar, this, that, whatever? And if it doesn't, they don't eat it. They don't consume it. They just have this. It's not, giving up seed oils and carbohydrates are not the reason that you're in the best shape of your life, mate. Giving up seed oils and carbohydrates were a correlation or, oh my God, fucked that up completely. Jesus. Giving up seed oils and carbs are not the reason that you're in the best shape of your life. The reason that you're in the best shape of your life is because you have such a rigid nutrition schedule of, does it have carbs in this and that? Nope. Is it just meat and some fats? Yep. Cool. You finally, for the first time in your life, have been consistent with a nutrition protocol. Doesn't matter what it is, but you've finally been consistent with a nutrition protocol. You're finally not doing drugs on the weekend and having copious amounts of alcohol, so you've got a little bit more energy and time back on the weekends. You're feeling a bit more energized because the weekend is no longer a 72-hour haze fest, and you're feeling a bit better. So you're using that addictive personality to go to the gym every single day. And then on top of that, you've got the adherence to the nutrition protocol, which is very simple because it's, does it have carbs or is it just this? It fits into a box very nicely. So you giving up seed oils or telling people that seed oils are the main reason as to why you were quote unquote sick in the first place, when to be honest, most of what you were consuming was actually from the toilet of a fucking crack dealer. But hey, we're just not going to touch that subject, are we? So when you're telling people that giving up carbs and seed oils are the reason that you're feeling and looking the best that you ever have in your life, it's not. It's because it reduced your calorie intake, you got higher protein, and you were adherent to it for a very long period of time. And because of your addictive personality, it made it very easy to stay on point with it. It's not because you gave up the secret ingredient of whatever it is in life. It's because you finally had some fucking consistency in your life for once. That's what shits me about zealots when they say this is the secret reason for why you are dying and why it's causing cancer and why it's doing all these awful things, when in actuality, they lowered their calorie intake and they're finally consistent with it because they're so super strict with it to just say, does it fit into this little box that is my belief system of what food should be? If not, I'm not gonna have it. And what does that do to all of the donuts, to all of the takeaway foods, to literally anything else that you would consume that you can't cook yourself? They go bye-bye, calories come down, overall adherence to it and consistency to it comes up. There you go, you have a new lifestyle. I could say the exact same thing for eating just carbs and no fats and just protein. Just protein and carbs, no fats. Could do the same thing. Now, I know that you would need some fats in there, the same way that they do keto and carnivore and say, well, you need some carbs in there as a, from fruit and things like that. And we could play the exact same game and just do that. And then I could say, well, the reason that most people are overweight and obese and are so riddled with cancer these days is because they're eating avocados and because they have this particular oil and because they're a fruit that have this massive seed in the middle and that produces some oil off the top of it. And that's the reason why people are doing this and that and whatever. I could make up shit for days and I would make heaps of money. But unfortunately, I have a soul. And well, unfortunately for them, I have a soul. And that's where most of us get our nutritional information from those type of people that just look the part, say something outrageous, and then go, oh my God, is this the reason why I'm doing it? And then you share it with someone and they go, oh my God, I never thought of it like that. Misinformation spreads like all hell. And that's why those fuckwits who are selling their souls out and lying to people and harming basically the fitness industry and that person's life as well, so that they can make money off the back of it. That's why they typically have larger followings than people who actually give you the truth, because misinformation spreads quicker than ever. That's why douchebags have really large followings. Bobby Flay, Gary Brecker, V-Shred, That's why they've all got those large followings, because they don't really know what the fuck they're talking about, and they're okay making money off the back of harming people's lives. And hey, you know, they made money off it, credit to them. But I do hope their entire company and financial way that they go about getting their money comes crumbling down. I really hope that, because the fitness industry would be so much better without them. But hey, someone else would replace them anyway. Maybe 10 more people would replace them, just like a fucking Hydra. So maybe they're the lesser of two evils, like Kang or some shit. Who knows? But any hoosies, considering that's where we get most of our information in quick little hits like that, it's very hard for you to fact check to know exactly what's going on. And then if you see shredded person and they say, get rid of seed oils, then you go, man, I have to get rid of seed oils. And then you focus on the very small thing that helped them get to where they are. Obviously, I just spoke about adherence, nutrition, protein, gym, all the things that actually cause them to get to where they want to go. You only focus on the seed oils, because that's the thing that sounds the sexiest and gets the most likes and gets the most things for them. So when you're focusing on seed oils, which are the minuscule reason for whatever fucking belief, I don't know why they have that belief, but anyway, they've got that seed oil belief and you start cutting out seed oils. When you start doing that, maybe it reduces the amount of fats that you're getting from something. Your calories come down, you start to feel a hell of a lot better, you're seeing some decent results, and you go, man, this must be the thing that works, because this person looks like this, they said that, and I started trying it and I started losing weight. That must be the reason. And there's so many things that go into what caused that to happen, but that's where we get that confirmation bias. And then if we can't stick to that for long periods of time, we feel like we just need to be more consistent. We feel guilty when we don't do it, and it becomes very difficult. And we feel like if we don't do it, that we're basically a piece of shit. That if we don't get back into it, that we're lazy, that we just can't do these things. So I'm willing to bet that you are not lazy, that maybe you've got some perfectionism, maybe you've got the all or nothing, because that's a lot of people I speak to. But those excuses that you have been coming up with for your entire life, it is a good thing that they are there. It is a good thing that you come up with them so consistently, because they're giving you the blueprint and the guide for what you need to do and overcome and what actions you need to take to get to where you want to go. So take a piece of paper out and write that list down, get them all in there, question every single one of them, and then you will start to uncover what you need to do to move forward to have your life. So coming up with excuses, or just having excuses or reasons, or justifiable reasons for why you're not doing things, it doesn't mean that you're stupid or lazy, or things that were told to me. It doesn't mean that you're stupid or lazy. It just means that things haven't been explained to you in a way that you can understand it and make sense of just yet. But you can keep searching for the answer in a particular way that is explained to you, that you can understand it so that you can apply it to your life. Because a lot of people just go, oh, I must be lazy, that's it. I must be lazy because I'm a piece of shit. I'm just lazy because I'm lazy because of this. And they try to not answer the question, because it can be scary to realize that, oh my God, I've been doing this to myself and it could have been this simple this whole time, which is a massive complaint that we get from clients in the program. They're like, I could have been doing this whole time. It could have been this simple this whole time. I could have been doing this for the last 8 years. Jesus Christ. And people get shitty with it, because the biggest thing that people do with the program is delay it. Because yes, it is a fair amount of money, but at the same time, people that do the program go, it's worth every single goddamn cent. And the people that do sign up, they say, I wish that I had signed up earlier. And the only reason that they didn't was because, you know, there is a few people in there that say, yep, it's financial reasons, that's why I'm not signing up. But there are more than a few, like 80% of people don't sign up because they don't think they're going to get the results, because it's not going to work for them, because they're unique in some sort of way, that their problems are worse than everyone else's and they're not going to be able to be helped. I can guarantee you, whatever problem that you have, I've worked with someone that has the same problem in a much worse capacity and that had much less ability than you. You can do this. Doesn't even have to be with me or with Laura. It just has to be by yourself, and just in whatever way, in whatever capacity that you want it to be, that you can do that. But you just have to ask yourself the right questions and come up with that list of obstacles or reasons or excuses to give yourself a guide as to where to go, to what to overcome, so that you can live a life that you want to live. So that is us. One of the quickest episodes ever. So if you found this valuable in some sort of way, give us a like, give us a share, give us a whatever. Do something organic. So This year, 2024, we're trying to do things that are better than we've ever done. And it's also shitting me a little bit because I'm like, oh man, I really have to step up my game. Like, I recorded this podcast and it took me 40 minutes and I was like, that's amazing. That's a pretty good one. That's going to be good. And then when I listened back to it, I had, the audio was messed up in a way, but I was like, I could post it if I want to. It's listenable, but it's just not, it's not what I wanted. And it wasn't the quality that I wanted as well. So I was like, no, this year we're doing things better. We're stepping it up. We're being better. We're setting a higher standard for ourselves. And basically, it's awesome to have you along for the ride. So, and then I had to record it. I had to re-record it, which is this one. So we're increasing our standards. I would love for you to increase yours if you want us to help you increase your standards. And then you can obviously watch us grow. Because if you sign up the end of this week, well, if you sign up this week, then we get started next Monday. That means that you'll go through to the end of September. September, October, yeah. End of September, first week of October, depending on when you sign up, which is basically the rest of the year, which is crazy to think. So you can do whatever it is that you want. And the reasons or excuses that you have been coming up with for why you can't do them are the exact same things that are going to get you to where you want to be in life just by overcoming them, acknowledging them, and then saying, hey, you know what? I'm not actually lazy. It's just this. Or I'm not actually a procrastinator. It's actually this. And when you can set them out in such a way that just allows you to take action on them from a not a guilty place or judge or shame or anything like that, just pure curiosity to say, okay, well, this must be why I'm not doing it. Take action against it. And then over a while, compounding those things, you go, holy crap, 6 months later, I'm a completely different person, which is obviously what our transformation clients see. And they go, fuck, that was so simple. It's obviously very simple when you have someone that knows what they're talking about, coaching you and personalizing everything along the way. But if you want more information, www.thefitnessgenie.com.au, all one word, that will have transformation info in it. That will have blog, which is the written emails. I need to get onto my shit and constantly upload blogs. But we've got the written stuff. We've got the blogs. The podcast is going to be on there very soon. But hey, join us. It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. If you love to hear this increased standard and consistency and things that we're doing for 2024, give us a like, share, review if you haven't already on whatever podcast app that you are listening to. That would be amazing to help us get out there a bit more and just basically help us know that we're on the right path of increasing the standard, and then we see all the likes and the follows and stuff come through as well. That would be amazing just to let us know that we're on the right path and you're actually getting some sort of value from this as well. Because obviously if you're not getting value, let us know so we can change it. But in the meantime, I think we're on the right path. So give me some feedback, let us know, leave a review, share it on Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is, and it would mean the absolute world to me. So yeah, enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you in the next one.